Puck behind the goal. He'll try to start something. He loses it. A lot of back and forth action right now. Team still trying to feel everything out in this first period. We talked about earlier the slow start that the Chargers have had in that first period. And right now, both teams trying to feel each other out. These two teams met on Tuesday with the Chargers coming out victorious. That game started this tournament.
Walmart came through the loser's bracket, and the Chargers came through the winner's bracket. So the Walmart team actually has an extra game under their belt. And that was last night against the Lightning.
And what was the final score for that game last night?
I believe it was 6-5. It was a really good hockey game.
Nice close one. Here we go. Almost had a breakaway and a whistle.
On an offside.
On an offside.
Yep.
Now we'll have a line change. 8:25 to go in this first period of play between Walmart and the Northgate Team 1 Chargers. All knotted at zero. Eamon and Maurer facing off against each other. Puck gets deflected.
Not a lot of whistles in this game. It's going kind of fast.
Yep. Both teams just skating, trying to find some room to get to the goal. But a lot of passing, not too many shots on goal. Here's one in the front of the net. Chargers get control. Eamon now with it on the far side of the ice in the corner. He'll look to set it up.
Pretty tight angle.
Yeah.
This will be an icing, I think. Yes.
Yes, it will. And there you hear the whistle with 7:51 to go in this first period.
The difference in icing in the NHL and in amateur hockey, in the NHL, is the touch-up rule. When it goes over the goal line, a player has to come down and touch it to touch it up. And in amateur hockey, once it crosses the goal line, it's an automatic icing.
See, and I like it that way. It's a lot quicker.
It's a lot safer.
Yeah. Everyone knows it's coming, so why not blow the whistle sooner? Once again, here's the icing. So we'll have another face-off at the other end. Chargers make a few substitutions. All knotted at zero in this first period of play.
No penalties, few icing and offsides, and that's about it. Only one little check. That's about all I've seen tonight so far.
It's a game of keep away right now. Shot on goal. Just off to the right. Chargers will try to get something going right here. Skating down number 22, Cole Simmons. He dishes it off. That one goes wide right. It'll be kept in by the Chargers. Whipple. Goes out of the zone, so Chargers will reset. Whipple goes back in, and he fell right near where the ref actually fell. Lost the puck, and now Walmart has it behind the goal. Chargers get it back. Whipple in the corner trying to set something up. He takes a shot just off to the right. 6:45 to go in this first period of play. No score between the Chargers and Walmart.
Chargers are running a little dump and run here. They're kind of dumping the puck in and chasing. And Walmart's trying to control the puck, a little more puck control.
Tough angle on that shot on goal, but stopped by the Chargers goalie, Jordan Braun. So we will have a faceoff down at that end. Walmart's going left to right. Chargers going right to left in this first period of play. They'll get knocked out, and here come the Chargers quickly down the ice. Eamon with it. Oh, it puts a good move on Schooley. Puts a shot on goal just off to the left. He gets it back, throws it in front of the goal, but no one was there to get it. And just kept into the zone, but the Chargers have it now. And here comes Dubes quickly down the other end. On the left side, throws it out, and no good. Just short to the left. Puck near the boards. Who's going to come up with it? And sent down the ice by Nick Walsh.
Not an icing and didn't make it all the way to the line, out of the goal line.
Nope, and a shot on goal is glove saved by Jordan Braun, and we have a whistle and a line change with 5:47 to go in this first period. Still no score.
Well, Jordan's into the game. He's made a couple of saves now, so that'll help him out a little bit. Sometimes a goalie needs to make a couple saves just to get his head into the game.
Yeah. Got to have that action down there, otherwise it's going to be bored.
You get pretty cold, awful hurry down there.
Still in that zone, but now the Chargers have it, and they'll try to have, they got numbers right now. Here comes McVay, shot on goal, glove save at the other end by Rogenbach.
Well, now they're both in the game, so we should see some good goaltending the rest of the way here. That puck comes up there awful fast.
Yeah.
It's like a third baseman coming in on a bunt, and the guy swings away. It drives one toward the third baseman. It comes there awful fast.
Well, that'll definitely wake you up when you got a puck coming right at you, especially that high up there. They'll keep it in the zone. Whipple. Chargers try to keep it down there. Langley missed Smith now with it. He gets it past the blue line into the zone for Walmart. Now it's whipped across to the other end of the ice. Kennedy has it. Being tapped around. Oh, lost the puck there. And now Wickert has it. Back to Whipple. Chargers trying to get it past the blue line, and they do. Skating on in with a backhand. A great save by Rogenbach as he was able to keep the puck in front of him.
Kind of handcuffed him a little bit. Yeah. Bouncing up on him.
Didn't know how to stop that one, but he was able to use his body, and once he found the puck, keep it in the glove.
I always ask those goaltenders, well, especially the real younger ones, I always ask them, when you came out here, did you know they were going to be shooting that puck at you? And they all kind of laugh and say, yeah, I guess.
Oh, we have a breakaway. Aiming, oh, and that's got to be a penalty, and the ref's got his hand up. That's a hooking right there. And 2 minutes for hooking. It's Aiming at a breakaway. He was getting close. He would have had a shot.
It'll be Matt Schooley.
Matt Schooley will go to the box for 2 minutes. With 4:26 to go in this first period of play, still no score in this Bantam Championship game.
Schooley's only had two other penalties the whole entire season. He gets one in a championship game. Wow.
But you have to think it was a smart penalty because
it probably was.
If he doesn't do that, well, Eamon's got a chance to put the puck in the net.
And it was a 2-on-1.
Yeah. Vogel will get it out. Kennedy now will reset the offense. Two-line pass.
Nice little body check there from McVay to keep the player out of the zone.
And send it in, and now they're just playing around with the puck as it gets sent down to the other end of the ice. Rogenbach will dish it off, and they'll start back over. Chargers deflect it and throw it off the boards. Make Team Walmart reset. Wicker, now he'll try to send it in the zone. He does, but it goes right to a Charger.
Well, that's the whole secret of penalty killing is keep the puck out of your own zone.
Yeah.
Keep it out of your own zone. They can't score.
Just keep it away. Whipple sends it down. Rogenbach will stop it, and they'll reset once again. 20 seconds to go on the power play. 2:46 to go in this first period. Kennedy sends it down. Good save by Braun as he kicked it away. Come the Chargers. One on.